Each Thursday morning, we talk Buffalo Sabres hockey with reporter Bill Hoppe on WBFO's Behind the Bench. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Omar.
The Sabres are on a week-long Christmas break. They're back in action Saturday for a game in Boston. Well, it is Christmas Eve, so let's talk about who's been naughty and who's been nice for the Sabres this season. Let's start with your nice list.
My nice list? Well, I think at the top of the nice list has to be Ryan O'Reilly, the Sabres' number one center, newcomer from the Colorado Avalanche. And when the Sabres got him in June, he came with this reputation as just a great all-around player, a guy that did all the little things well, and he's done all those things well. And until you really see him up close, you don't realize what a good player he is. And he makes the players around him better. He plays every inch of the ice. He's accountable, and he looks like a gamer. You talk to him after a game, and you can see it in his face. You can hear it in his words. He's never satisfied. He can always be better. I don't think I've ever been around a player who hates losing more, and that rubs off on your teammates, and I think someday he could be captain of the Sabres. Defenseman Rasmus Ristolainen has become the Sabres' best defenseman, maybe their best player, just plays 25 minutes a night in every situation. Is piling up points. He has one penalty all season playing against the opponent's best opposition every night. It's been a remarkable season for him. And honestly, if he keeps playing like this, he could probably become one of the league's best defensemen. And then there's Sam Reinhart, the number two overall pick in 2014. Jack Eichel's arrival this year really overshadowed him. And it's easy to forget now, but Reinhart wasn't even guaranteed a roster spot in October. The Sabres had the option to send him to Rochester, but Reinhart never let them. And he's been one of their best forwards. He's a first liner. He has 8 goals. He has 15 points. And where would the Sabres be without him right now? I mean, they're toward the bottom of the league and haven't scored a lot as it is. So he's been, I think, their biggest surprise. He's their most improved player. Sabres coach Dan Bylsma was really awed, I think, by his improvement, his rapid improvement, how he's just gotten better within a matter of months. And one other on the nice list, winger Jamie McGinn, who came with Ryan O'Reilly in that blockbuster deal from Colorado. He almost got lost in the deal, and he's quietly been one of their best wingers. He has 7 goals. He has 15 points. He's on the first line right now. He's really been an unsung hero for the Sabres.
All right, and how about the naughty list?
Well, there's a few guys on that, too. There's Tyler Ennis, 20-goal scorer the last 2 years. He was supposed to have a breakout year, score 25, 30 goals, maybe have 60 or so points, and he's struggled. He was recently hurt, and he came back Saturday, but he only has 3 goals, 10 points. He hasn't scored since October. He's been a big disappointment. There's Johan Larsson. He finished last season as the Sabres' number one center, and he looked like a guy that might be able to give them 15 to 20 goals and have 40 points or so, and he didn't score his first goal this year until 3 games ago. He's been a healthy scratch. He's been a big, big disappointment. Zemgus Girgensson scored 15 goals last year and missed the final 2 months of the season, and he's another guy. You think he can score 20, 25 goals. You think he can become one of the Sabres' go-to players, and he has 2 goals. He hasn't looked in sync most of the season, and he's regressed a lot, and you wonder why that's happened. And Matt Molson, another guy, he scored 30 goals 3 straight years with the New York Islanders, a couple of down years, but you figure with him, he has Jack Eichel or Ryan O'Reilly feeding him the puck this year. He should score 20 goals, 25 goals, maybe even hit 30 again. And he hasn't done much. He hasn't scored since November 1st, 21 games. He's in the second year of a 5-year, $25 million contract. He was on the fourth line on Saturday, and you wonder if his next step is being a healthy scratch. He's been a big, big disappointment.
Bill Hoppe joins us each week for Behind the Bench on WBFO. We'll talk again next week. Thanks, Bill.
Thank you, Omar.